not doing that. All right, everybody, welcome back to Hanging Out in the Holler. This week we have a special guest.
Special
in my heart, and I really appreciate her coming on in such short notice too. Miss Belinda Ivins, Mrs. Ivins, as I've called her. We've been teaching together. If a lot of you people off the mountain, as I like to call it, off mountain people don't know, we've been teaching fifth grade at Tracy City together. And then we were going on about goat milk, and you know, some of these questions we've talked about a lot. And you can go ahead. I don't know what y'all were talking about goat milk, and I stopped you, and I was like, hang on about the goat milk thing. That's what we'll open up.
She's like,
that's what we'll.
As soon as she leaves here, she's going to milk the goats.
You do it every night, don't you? Is that something that you do every night?
Yes, I milk every night. Some people milk morning and night, but you get the same yield, so we just do it once a day.
So, like, do you do it by hand or do you do it by machine? Do you do
little sucker machines?
Yeah, little sucker machines.
Oh, I prefer to do it by hand, but in case I want to go on a trip, I bought a milking machine for my husband to use.
Oh, yeah.
He says his hands are too big for milking, so.
Do y'all like Jason?
Would you ever do something like that, dude?
Yeah, I'm trying not to say something perverted right now. This is going to be the whole, everything you said, I think, yeah, is what she said. Sorry.
I guess y'all like drink the milk and everything like that, or y'all sell it?
Yes.
Or?
We drink it, we sell it.
You better be careful pulling up goat milking machine.
Yeah, that's what I was looking up.
We sell it, but we're not, we don't have a USDA license. Okay. So when we sell our goat milk, it says for pet use only. But I think a lot of women are calling their husband pet because men seem to really like goat milk.
It's decent. I've had it before.
Have you had it?
Yeah. I've had goat cheese, but never had goat milk.
See, I've never had
it. It's kind of the same, just a little different.
I've never had. What are the main differences? What are the differences between goat milk and
moo cow?
Like, moo cow.
Well, one of the differences is goat milk is easier to digest. So, like, if you're a cancer patient and you have trouble with cow's milk, you can actually drink goat's milk. And most of the world I'm an English teacher and I can't even speak. Most of the world, they drink goat milk, except for the United States. We're more into cow milk here.
That makes sense. Almond milk, yeah. That's what my wife drinks.
Yeah. There's no such thing as almond milk.
That's what I say.
I don't understand the almond thing, really. Have you had it?
Yes, I've had it. My daughter's a real foodie, and she gets upset with me because she wants, every time we go to Starbucks or any place like that, she says, I'll have oat milk in mine.
Mm.
And I really embarrass her. I say, well, there's only one letter between oat and goat milk.
Mm.
And I'll say, do you have goat milk? And she'll be like, mother.
They don't have goat. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, my wife.
Is oat, like almond and oat, same thing or different?
I don't
Are those
know,
two different?
Like, my wife just now got, like, she took some thing or whatever. She's got, like, a dairy intolerance or something, so she can't really have milk, so she drinks oat milk.
So is it just, like, watered down milk? Or
I refuse to drink it.
I think it's, like, processed oats and, you know, made into a liquid, and the same thing, like, almond milk is, like, they make the almond into, like, a powder.
Yeah,
it's not really milk, I don't think.
It's not.
No.
I drink to have milk, you need teats.
So that's all
and
you
I
do,
use the correct vernacular.
Ah.
Yes.
I'm one of those, like, when I go to the grocery store, I want the red top. I want the whole milk. Or the chocolate milk, whichever.
Can you have goat chocolate milk?
Oh, it's delicious.
Is it really?
I think you should bring Benji some to school.
I will.
Really?
And, like, Benji can have, like, the mustache on his beard and milk.
We make goat
milk. That's good goat milk.
Goat milk smoothies are excellent.
Goat milk smoothies.
Really?
Sounds better than an almond milk
smoothie.
Take a cup
of... This is actually milk.
A cup of goat milk, a cup of frozen strawberries, and just anything you like for sweetener. Put it in a blender. And my daughter... I have another daughter. Not the foodie one, but another one. And she says, Mom, make me another milkshake. She loves it. Absolutely.
Yeah, it sounds like, do you even sell the milkshakes? Is that something that you ever thought about doing? Because I know you sell food, don't you? Is that something else you sell?
Well, the milkshakes would be hard to sell because, you know, it's for pet use only.
Oh, that's
with summertime, if pets get hot, they need to cool down.
Yeah.
But I do sell goat cheese and goat milk, and I make a Waldorf goat cheese salad that people like with a raspberry vinaigrette dressing. So
it's fancy.
I like goat meat. It's good.
What about do people say? Do people say that?
It's like I just told a kid there was no Santa Claus.
I was hoping you wouldn't say that. I was hoping you weren't going to say that.
It's
okay because we don't have meat goats. We only have dairy goats. So
if it got meat, you can eat it. Oh yeah, I need a squirrel.
Not my girls.
What about making the cheese? What goes into the whole process of making the cheese?
Oh, I really.
I mean, is it hard?
Shouldn't tell this secret because it's so easy. No, I'll tell you. You just take 1 quart of goat milk, and you bring it to almost a boil. Then after it boils, you take it off the burner, pour in 1/4 cup of lemon juice, let it sit for 5 minutes. Then strain it through cheesecloth, and you've got cheese. It's so easy. Mm. However, I'm about to tackle making feta cheese.
Mm. That's how do you a little do that? More difficult. Yeah. So, how does that come from? Goat? Is that like a goat? Yeah. So, what is that? Yes. What is that all?
Well, I'm just learning.
But, okay.
So we'll see how that goes.
Yeah, that's good.
Everybody loves that for Greek salads.
Yeah. That's good. Well, that show, he's the owner. Don't think it's just someone randomly walking through or anything. So you sell the food and everything, and this, as far as goats and everything, do you actually sell the goats?
Yes, we breed goats and sell them. And usually it's a really good experience. We've just had one customer that almost drove me over the edge, but other than that, it's a pretty good business.
Yeah. Well, you know... With getting into what's up, man?
You could have just come straight through here. It looks better.
It actually looks better. Yeah, the light was getting too bright, like on the new phones. It was really clear.
You know the problem. You and I have the same one. Not a lot of hair. Light reflects, makes it bad.
No, you're good, man. You're good. Huh, this is Miss Ivins. Miss Ivins, I teach with her at Tracy. Yeah, we're like co-teachers.
Nice to meet you.
Oh, yeah, no, you're good.
You want some of Dr. Pepper?
Yeah, how you doing? Congratulations, Daddy. Thank you, your baby.
I know.
How is she?
Good.
She's so cute. She's good. That's great.
She's really good.
Good.
She's trying to get on a good sleeping schedule.
Good for her.
Yeah. Didn't you say you were going to like snap your fingers at Stephanie and start making her do this and that?
Oh, yeah, sure.
That's what you said before the show.
Before the show, you talk about keeping your pimp hands strong.
Yeah, all right.
Sure.
I was serious. Remember when you, right before the show, you talk about, I got to keep my pimp hands strong on Steph?
We call him Papa Garland now.
Old Pops.
Well, it's been something for sure. Have you had goat, like little goat babies, right? Speaking of it, kids. Is that what you call them?
Kids.
Yeah, you call them kids. Yeah.
We had babies. They'll be 2 weeks old tomorrow, and twins born.
When goats are they're still in their kid stage, they're very cute.
They are.
Yeah. Well, it looks like they got springs in their feet.
They hop more than they run.
Yeah, they hop and they jump sideways. They're adorable.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're like puppies basically. Then they get older and they get ugly.
Puppies with hooves.
My aunt had a goat in her house because they have a little like a farmish thing. Yeah, but the goat had a diaper on. She wore a diaper around the house.
I kid you not, these Facebook groups, there are people that have house goats and they have diapers on their goats.
Mm.
Mine was one of them.
Do you let yours in the house?
Not very often. My husband kind of has a rule against that.
Yeah, yeah, of course.
I
yeah,
respect
I
would, that.
Yeah, I got you, yeah.
I respect that.
What, as far as, like, the whole, let's see. Oh, what was I thinking about? John had to stay out one day because of the twins, right?
Right.
Like, giving birth, right? So what is that like?
Well, we were afraid, you know, we were talking earlier, love is love. We were afraid that this Nigerian dwarf, which is a very small goat, had bred with a Nubian goat, which is about a 300-pound goat. Mm. So the reason we... Normally, they can just have babies, and they don't need anybody around. But if she had bred the full-size goat, we might have had to actually pull the babies, you know.
Oh, gotcha.
And they might not have been able to be born. And if they get stuck, it'll kill the mother. So it'll kill the baby and the mother. Mm. So he had to take half a personal day and stay home.
How often does that happen, you know, like complications? Like that, you know, with a daily farm, goat farmer.
Hardly ever. Hardly ever.
Is it pretty?
Like in some of the goat groups, you're just going to see on Facebook, there's some really good ones and there's some questionable ones, but you're going to see most of the problems. So mostly I don't follow those groups. I just pop on there when I need to look something up. Because it can get very depressing seeing all these goats with, like, you know, they've got something wrong with their mouth, or they're born without legs, or, you know, something weird going on.
Mm-hmm. What do you do with one that's born without legs? You just destroy it?
Usually it'll pass. Yeah.
How many, like, babies do goats usually have?
They can have from a single all the way up to quads.
Aren't they in the deer family?
Yes, they're called small ruminants.
Oh, man, look at that, dude.
Well,
dang.
I know, like, I'm just
talking about,
I
dude?
Just seen where some cow had, like, a random, like, triplets.
How
on the news.
A cow?
Yeah.
Okay. How many have, what's the highest number you've had?
Quads.
No way, for real?
Yeah.
Wow. What was that? Was it you who delivered, like, you or was it John? Both?
No, they just came. And the sad part of it is you don't really want males. Okay. You can't make money off of males very much.
That's
because
true.
One male can service 100 females.
Yeah, they can. Yeah, they can.
Sadly,
living his best life.
Some farmers will just take the males and take a bucket of warm water and just euthanize them immediately. But I'm not going to kill a baby.
Like drown them? Like,
yes.
Ooh, dang.
Wow. You could, like, give it away or something.
I'm not going to ever kill a baby. Kill a baby animal. It's just not in me. I can't do it. Soft-hearted.
That's why you call Bobo.
we had this man that came, and he said, I'll buy all your bucks. And I had a bunch of little bucks that weren't registered at that point. And I said, you're going to eat them, aren't you?
I feel like that's what I was going with. That's what I was going with.
And they said, no, we've got an acreage we need to clear. Mm. And my dad said, go buy all the little bucks I could. So, you know, I wouldn't.
You think he was lying to you?
No, I think it was true. But these guys, they were big. They look like refrigerators. I called them the Jethros.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then I had tickets to the Ryman that night. And I said, well, I think I'm too tired to go to the Ryman. They were like, what's the Ryman? I was like, oh, my goodness.
Heard of the Ryman Auditorium.
No, they did not know what the Ryman was.
Tell them to go
was.
Back to the hills of Grundy.
I don't know where these guys came from. I've still got their phone number. They're like, if you get more, call us.
They do say, though, like, them goats will tear a yard up quick and cut it down. And
but. Is that true?
Well, goats, it's... You're thinking more sheep. Sheep graze.
Where their mouths are, they actually mow down the grass so far down where cows can only go so far and let the grass replenish. Mm-hmm. Sheep will, because the way their lips are formed, they can get to the root, basically.
This is why he wins the trivia, like, every time we
I
play.
Have useless
How
facts
do you know
out of my
this?
Ass everywhere. But am I right?
Well, goats don't graze. Goats.
I thought it was sheep.
Goats browse, so this is different. If you drop their hay on the ground, they look at you like, are you crazy? We're not going to eat something off the ground. So goats, they like to eat brush, and they like to eat fence. They'll clean a fence row out. They will eat poison ivy. So.
I've seen where they, like, on the side of the mountains and stuff like that, and they'll drop off 8 or 10 and just clear all the kudzu and just, you know, give them, you know, a few days and they go with that kudzu.
I've thought of that, but I do have one concern about the kudzu, though.
Kudzu, you can eat, humans can eat kudzu.
No, but what I'm afraid of is if they come back to my farm and they poop.
Oh, you get the kudzu there?
Am I going to get kudzu on my farm?
You got the goats to clear it out. Yeah.
That's an invasive species. I've already got some kind of Asian mint growing that we can't get rid of. I sure don't want to add kudzu to it. But, you know, they have a kudzu festival somewhere. They have a kudzu queen. They have kudzu salads.
It's all in Estill.
It's a big thing, kudzu.
Oh, I thought you meant the festival.
Oh, no.
Like, kudzu, like, I've always heard you could. There's different ways, but you treat it like turnip greens or poke salad, and you boil it, and that's how you eat it. I've never had it, but you get hungry enough, you need anything.
Yeah. I've never had it. We have a lot of, I don't know if it's poke. You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
We have a lot of that grows on our farm.
That's good.
If you get it before it's in the poison stage. Yeah.
Still young. You still got to boil it about 4 or 5 good times. Then you mix it in with some scrambled eggs. It's delicious.
You know what else is good with scrambled eggs? Spam.
Spam is good with
Sweet spam.
I have. And, you know, it's a delicacy in Hawaii.
Oh, yeah.
Because they don't grow anything in Hawaii other than pineapples.
They don't grow spam there, no.
Claire.
You grow spam. You can grow spam.
Clairefield, Tennessee. That's what I just looked all about.
The kudzu.
The kudzu festival.
Kudzu
festival. Wow.
That's neat.
That is, yeah. Pretty cool.
I probably won't go.
Where's Clairefield, Tennessee at?
I have no idea.
Somewhere in Tennessee?
Yep, yeah.
It's probably like 9 hours away, like Johnson City, like past Johnson City or something.
I went to ETSU for a couple of semesters. That's out there.
Yeah. That's where my buddy lived for a little while.
Dude, you were pretty close. Yeah, dude, you were pretty smart. Well, dang, where is it? It showed it on
the
map.
That's Cumberland County, isn't it?
Yeah, it was like
Claiborne. Claiborne.
Claiborne. So, like, it's right up here.
That's in the dry county area. You can't buy beer anywhere.
Yeah, Claiborne County. Okay. Yeah, so right there.
That's up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, there's no good way to get there.
There's nothing good past Knoxville. We got to drive to Pennsylvania this summer.
Oh, that sounds fun.
Go up 81?
Yeah.
Go through Virginia and everything else?
So
boring.
We're going because my cousin... He just bought a big, gigantic house with a private golf course. So I'm going up there to play golf for a few days after the 4th. Family's going.
On your way back, stop at Ralph's and bring me some donuts. You ever had Ralph's Donuts in Cookeville?
Oh, gosh. Here we go.
They're delicious.
You need to
do it. Let's go do it. Tomorrow, just call out and go to Cookeville.
I wish we could.
Yeah, no.
Dude, hey, just don't show up. Yeah. What are they going to do, fire you? It's the end of the year.
What are they going to do, fire me? But,
so we're going to Gatlinburg for a night or two.
Yeah.
And then we're going to leave there and go to West Virginia because Josh, Kayla's stepdad, his sister owns a coffee shop in the middle of this little town called Romney. And supposedly they have
in West Virginia?
Yeah. So we're going to stop through there.
Holy crap.
And then go to Pennsylvania.
You know what the best thing to do in West Virginia?
Nothing.
Leave.
Yeah.
Leave.
I've been through West Virginia.
That's the best thing to do in West Virginia is leave.
And my cousin, he lives like an hour and a half from Niagara Falls, so we're going up there.
Oh, that's pretty area.
Yeah, I'm going to go to Canada.
Canadian. Hey, there's a
that's
club
where
up
Seth's
there.
From,
there's a club in Niagara Falls, Canada called Mints. I'd recommend going.
Okay. So my poor
wait,
wife.
Gentlemen Glove?
It's just a
just a club,
out,
okay.
Maybe,
just a club.
Maybe have a drink.
All right.
Just saying, I might have gone there.
So my
he
poor
was stationed
wife.
Up there.
Like when we went to New York City back in 2017, and she was like, "Yeah." She goes, "Well, why did we go to Niagara Falls when we went to New York City?" I was like, "Cause not,
7 hours away."
I go, "You know Niagara Falls is on the other side of New York." She goes, "But New York can't be that big."
It's
I'm
big
like,
"Big as hell."
Kayla, you're a teacher. Like, how do you not know this? And I was like, it's like a 9-hour flight just to get there from New York City. Like, it's ridiculous.
New York State is a big state.
Huge.
Everybody think because even New York's people that live in the city doesn't think there's anything other than if you're above New York City, that's upstate. Well, upstate is another 7 hours you can go.
So from what I've never been like upstate New York. From what I hear, it's nothing but like
a lot of farmland. Yeah, a lot of farmland.
Like the city's just right there, and everything else.
Yeah, I mean, you have your pockets. You have like Buffalo. Rochester, Buffalo, Syracuse, and places like that. But the rural areas, it's man, it's, there's some, because when I lived in the, because in they break it down to Southern New York, Central New York, and true upstate. And I was in the upstate, and man, it just is nice.
You ever been up that way?
Been to Jersey.
Ah, what part?
Camden.
I've been all in Camden, Edison, Cherry Hill. Cherry Hills, because that's right by Philadelphia.
My husband's father, this is an interesting story. Well, my husband's grandfather was, you know, the stages for the, have the nice, the Broadway stages have the big curtains.
Yeah.
Well, that's what my husband's grandfather did. He was a curtain maker.
Like for the, they made the curtains?
Yes.
All right, right on.
Oh, dang.
It was curtains for him.
Curtain call.
we drove through Jersey and stopped. We stopped in Jersey, but I didn't really. The Jersey Turnpike was cool.
You know what I liked about Jersey, though, is, you know, everybody says, oh, it's the armpit of, you know, America and all this. But so much of Jersey that we saw in the country looked just like
Southern Jersey is
Tennessee.
Farmland.
It was beautiful.
Southern Jersey is farmland. You got the pine forest. Yeah.
The
Pine Barrens is awesome. There's a dead body out there. I saw it in The Sopranos.
What are you talking about?
we watch, I hate to admit this, my husband and I have been watching General Hospital for like 32 years together. And that's where they dump all the bodies, is the Pine Barrens.
Yeah, and The Sopranos is the same thing.
Something like this.
Yep.
That's beautiful. That looks like, that does look like Tennessee.
Well, next time I go to Jersey, I'm going for one thing.
Pizza.
I'm going to Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash.
Never heard of her.
Really?
Yeah.
You don't ever watch like the Kevin Smith, all his movies and
stuff? Nah, I'm not a big fan of Kevin Smith. Yeah. Watch Kevin Smith? You know who he is?
I know who Jay and Silent Bob.
So they got their own little like comic book store that they started. It's called Jay and Silent Bob's Secret Stash. Where they have, it's like a memorabilia type shop somewhere in Jersey.
Tyler,
I want to go there.
What was it we had? And they're bringing them to Tennessee. The Wawa.
The Wawa's. I heard they're bringing one in. Yeah, it's a gas station.
Oh yeah,
like a Wish version of Bucky's.
Yeah, it's a knockoff smaller Bucky's. Because I've never been to a Bucky's, so I don't care.
Okay, Wawa was around before Bucky's.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
All right. Man, the Bucky's we went to one time was ridiculous.
Which one did you go to?
Oh my gosh.
Wawa, we had
one in Alabama.
Sandwich. Yeah, the Wawa sandwich.
I've never been to a Wawa or a Bucky's. If it ain't a Golden Gallon, I don't go.
Well, you know they were going to put one in Clarksville. Bucky's, and then they dipped out on it.
Do you blame them?
I don't really want to go to Bucky's. I don't know. It's a gas station,
had the best brisket sandwich ever.
Bobo's brisket. I've heard that's good.
Bobo's brisket is good.
You can go get, like, alligator jerky. The bathrooms are always clean.
So I can appreciate that. Because like, you're on the road, sometimes
there's like 40 stalls, and they're all clean because they just go right behind you and clean. And, like, you can't look under and see them, but like it's all like you're private in there.
Nice.
There is a gas station in Colorado close to Yampa called Come and Go.
I dated her once. I'm sorry.
Have y'all ever seen?
We got a learned scholar here, and I'm over making jokes.
I don't want to look at.
I've seen that when I was in Colorado.
Not if you spell it like that.
Yes, I've seen it.
Oh, it's spelled with a K, my bad.
I'm just like, you spell it like that, you're going to get something.
There's one in McMinnville.
Look, I'm not. Oh, there's one in McMinnville. Okay.
But you're still going, what were they thinking?
Yeah, there you go. Look, I'm not crazy because I tell people this all the time, and they're like, oh, you know, they think I'm joking. Yeah, like you said, you made a joke about it and everything, but I'm like, no. I went to Colorado.
They're real.
And they're real. They really are real. And it was nice.
You know what the coolest gas stations are? The ones with the Pizza Huts attached to them.
Like the
Pizza Hut is poverty
ones?
Pizza.
I'll eat it every day. Every day of the week. So we went to, the boy had to go up to.
The boy. I like the boy.
The boy, he had to go up.
He's got a baby too. How old is he?
He'll be 11 months this month. A couple weeks, 2 weeks, week, something like that.
Looks just like his daddy.
But we had to take him up there because he had to get his tongue and like cheeks clipped or like he had. Tie or whatever, those
tongue tied.
Yeah, so we went up. It was up past Murfreesboro. I forgot where it was at. Smyrna, maybe. But they had this little gas station. You walk in, and there's a Pizza Hut, the gas station. And you can get little pepperoni pizzas. It's amazing. Then they also make the Pizza Huts with the Taco Bells attached. You seen those?
No.
Just a bunch of...
Hang on, I'm...
Just when I've already stopped the gas station doing business. I don't need Taco Bell if I'm traveling, because then I got to stop again real soon.
I'm the world's worst at going on vacations, like traveling and then going to the bathroom all the time. I got weak kidneys, you know what I'm saying? I just got... No, like drinking. So I'm talking like drinking like water. Like it just be a little bit of water and I have to stop.
It
just
never
constantly.
Fails. We get on the interstate. Kayla's like, I gotta go to the bathroom. We'll stop at the gas station.
Do not... My wife and I, that's one thing we fit in good about. I don't know how anybody else is. When we go, we plan stops. We like, hey, we're stopping in this area. We're getting fuel, get food while we're here. Go to the bathroom because we're not stopping again until we need fuel again.
Like, we plan what we're going to eat.
Sometimes I'll stop. That's it. And I'll stop just to like, if like I'm getting tired or something, just kind of get out and stretch. But I'm like 5 minutes and I'm leaving you here.
I take snacks. I got Twizzlers. Twizzlers is the best. Over the road,
sunflower seeds.
Dude, you get too salty, cut your mouth.
Dude, Twizzlers.
Twizzlers are.
It's a snack and a toy.
It is. You can hit your kids with it. Yeah. You whip them.
Untwist some of that stuff.
I just remember my cousin used to go to the movies and she put her Twizzlers in the popcorn.
I've seen people drink.
Yeah. Sour straws. That's what I used to do.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. I used to do that too. Yeah. I used to have the sour straws, sour punch straws.
Now you can't go to the movies because it's too expensive.
Hey, you can go to the drive-in and
drive-in.
What is
decent.
It? Deckard?
Estill.
Or Estill? Is Estill?
It's still pretty decent.
It's not bad, and the food is actually good. The food is the food's good.
I'm surprised. Like the Tullahoma one's still kind of going on because.
And you can bring. I mean, you can bring your own stuff. You know.
I went to the Winchester one to see the Kong versus. Kong X, whatever it is. Yeah.
I saw the coolest thing at Estill Springs at the drive-in. This man turned his pickup around with the bed toward the screen. He had a seat in the back, and he had his dog with him. It was so cool.
Mm. I have a cooler with me.
Oh, yeah. They will get you.
Oh, I know.
You got to be careful.
Oh, yeah. We've seen them. We've done that. I'm just going to be honest with you. Yeah. We've done it. We'll see them in a golf cart. They'll go up and down the aisles. We do that same thing where we back the truck and pull the bed, and then we have a mattress, an old mattress. We stick a mattress in the back. So you do that too? Yeah.
No. I'm just happy for you.
Yeah. We put a mattress in the back. Oh yeah. So Jacob's got a little chair out there, you know. And then
so we, I think it was Star Wars.
I love the drive-in.
Star Wars Episode 3. Me and a bunch of people went. So I think it was like 13. Like we all
Are
went.
You serious, to, we dude? I saw it at the drive-in too.
When
Star
all,
Wars 3.
When they're all dressed up. Like we had like 40 pizzas, like all kinds of wings.
You dressed up to go watch.
I didn't dress up.
Oh yes,
they were
he
the
did.
The employees.
You
were,
dork.
Listen, if I'm going to dress up, I'm going to do it right.
Dork.
I do have 2 lightsabers.
Oh my god.
You still got them?
Yeah. Why would I get rid of them?
Oh yeah, I remember. I went to a party and then you showed me one of the lightsabers.
I pulled out my lightsabers.
It was a nice one, dude. Let me tell you.
You mean bring it one day and let you see
it? It was expensive.
It was.
Break it.
My wife was not happy.
I don't blame her. She's like, oh, I married a dork and he spent too much money on
stuff. Have
you started dressing the baby up in costumes?
No.
Okay. Just check.
I think we dressed him up as like a Ninja Turtle or something. What was it?
Make him in the Mandalorian.
Yeah. I'm telling you, dude, look at how much these lightsabers can go for. That's probably just $100. How much did you pay? How much
get a
you
flashlight?
Mine was $250
each. $250
each. So I got had Mace Windu Mace Windu, the purple one.
Yeah.
Samuel L. Jackson.
Yeah.
And then the
of course.
And then Luke Skywalker's.
What do you do with them?
You just put them on display.
Well, let's get back to these goats. Goats serve a purpose. You get milk, cheese. You can
meat,
and you get money. Do you sell a lot of the? You know, we'll get on the goat. You know, in with the goats, and then go into teaching. Do you sell a lot of your goats? You know, after so many usage, I don't know how to phrase it. Well, the verbiage for
mostly it. Mostly, I sell the babies and 4-H kids come and buy goats from me. They bring their allowance, and then they want to show these goats at the county fairs. And my goats do pretty well at the county fairs.
Okay.
They've had some award, won some good awards. And they're pretty.
And how many different tomps do you have?
I only have, well, I have three kinds. I have the full-size Nubian, which are my favorites. Then I have Nigerian dwarfs, which are smaller. And then my favorite goat is neither. She is a little bit of everything. She's got pygmy, Nigerian
dwarf.
Those
are some of my favorite, the pygmy goats.
And I call her my fun goat because she's not registered. Her babies aren't worth a lot, but she is so pretty and so much fun.
She like real playful and friendly? Is that what you mean by fun?
No, fun is I can sell it for a pet price. So I could sell her babies for like $150.
Something.
Whereas my registered does go for $450 a piece.
Damn, for a goat?
Yeah.
The pet of Satan?
So
is it not?
Now I think goats get a bad rap in the Bible. They really do.
They really do, yeah.
They do get a bad rap.
But they seem like they're really popular. Here's the thing. There's like a chicken craze right now. Have y'all noticed this? Like everyone's wanting chickens. And then the next thing is goats.
My dad's
that
like
I've
a
noticed.
Million chickens.
Really?
He hatches new chickens every week.
Yeah, and I feel like everyone says they want chickens or has chickens. And then
the Nigerian dwarf goat? What?
Yeah, that's
right. Wait, okay, so wait.
Do they stay that small?
This is the one Nigerian dwarf goat. That is, I'm not gonna lie, that's cute.
Does it stay that little?
No, they get a little bigger than that, but that's what we had.
That's a puppy.
2 weeks ago, and they don't get real tall. They don't get very tall. Or
are the pygmies just all white? Like the right here where I pull up right there.
They're
if you look to the
colors.
Right, there's a pygmy goat that's black.
Yeah, they've got gray. They can be all different colors.
Are they just short or whatever?
Yeah, they've got short legs. Now the Nubians have really long legs. But a real interesting thing about goats is when they're born, they can stand up.
Mm.
Really?
They stand up almost immediately. If they don't, you probably got a problem. But they stand up. It's not like puppies. They have their eyes open. And they're just like running around 2 or 3 days later.
Dang.
They're eating hay. They're eating feed. Well, they're nursing.
Oh, wow. That's
well,
nice.
With even with goats and your domesticated animals, they still have a lot of their wild instincts. And if they don't get up, then they're a meal for something.
Yeah, there's.
So we're like, we've domesticated dogs so much, they have that. You know, even wolves, but a wolf puppy will develop a lot quicker than a domesticated dog because it has to survive, and there's still a lot of that inside that goat.
Yes, they are prey to everything. Now, we have a secret weapon in our farm.
Shotgun?
No, I do have some guns. But
do you have a goat dog?
Yes, we have
Great Pyrenees.
Great Pyrenees and Anatolian crosses.
I don't know that one.
Okay, hang on. Let me look
When you cross those two breeds, the Great Pyrenees and Anatolian, you get the best of both of those breeds. And we have tons of coyotes around our farm, but they will not come on property because all these dogs have to do is bark.
Isn't this breed the Atolian? Isn't this breed kind of like pretty aggressive, but you got to train them early not to be?
Right. When we got our first one, the farmer we bought it from, he said, this is not a pet.
Yes, I've read it's about this.
Dog.
Yeah, yeah.
And when it was a puppy, he said, never feed it puppy food. He said, put it with the goats immediately. So when puppy was about 2 months old, we put it out with the goats, and we fed it dog food. And it bonded with them. It takes care of the goats. When a goat goes into labor, it will cut the cord with its teeth. It will eat the placenta to keep the predators away. It's pretty awesome.
Oh, wow.
It's like, ours is named Thor. He's kind of like a midwife, guard dog. He's just got it all going on.
A midwife from Midgard.
Is he like, which Thor are we talking about? Are we talking about like pre-fat Thor?
I just like the name Thor. Yeah. So,
which one's better, the Greek or the Great Pyrenees the Greek? I was thinking about another Greek. the Great Pyrenees or how do you pronounce this one again?
Anatolian.
Anatolian. I mean, as far as protection wise.
I think it's better to have a mixture, you know, and when we put those breeds together, we jokingly call them Pyrotolians.
Pyrotolians?
Yes, Pyrotolians. We did have almost a full-blooded Great Pyrenees, and we had to rehome her because you can't contain a Pyrenees, a Great Pyrenees. So she would dig out. We have 7 acres fence. She would dig out, and then she would go to the neighbors and run their cattle. And then that makes your neighbors very unfriendly if your dog is running their cattle. So she had to move to a different farm, and those people were really glad to have her. I miss her still. She was beautiful.
You ever thought about for protection for the cows? Obviously, your mixed breed dog is able to do a good job, and it doesn't do anything. But you ever thought of getting like a donkey or jackass because, or were they too aggressive towards the goat?
No. Some people think that donkeys are good for that. Mm-hmm. But donkeys don't really differentiate sometimes between a coyote and a goat. And I've seen videos on YouTube where they have actually just grabbed a goat and just shook it.
Yeah, a donkey will murk you in a heartbeat.
Donkeys are ruthless.
Yeah, they'll unalive something in a heartbeat.
Mm. I've had people call me and say, hey, we're going to give you some donkeys. I'm like, no, you're not.
Yeah.
You can eat the donkey, too.
Thanks, but no thanks. I don't want the donkeys.
Which one's what out of the goats you have, which one brings the most money? What about milk wise? Okay, is there a difference like in the milk between the goats?
Well, different breeds have different milk fat, and the Nubian's not the biggest producer of milk, but they have a higher butter fat content, and so it's delicious. I mean, we don't even buy coffee creamer anymore, we just use the goat
you
milk.
You just use that.
Oh, I put a little vanilla in it and stir it up, and we use it in our coffee.
As far as selling the actual goat, which one brings you the most?
Well, as long as they're females, I can get.
Just got to be female.
Now, I have a friend out in Hillsboro, and she has prize-winning goats. My goats are, they've got papers, they've got pedigrees. This friend of mine.
What makes a prize-winning goat?
Well, it.
Played the fiddle at the band.
It fits the breed standard perfectly. It wins shows, and then once you start winning shows, you can charge more. Now, my friend, she charges about $2,000 for one of hers.
I'm in the wrong business.
Dang.
But you got to find the right customers. Everybody's going to pay $2,000 for a goat.
Could you, do that and then sell the milk for more just because it's a prize goat?
The prize goat's Benji. You not ever been to a county fair?
No. Over Frontier Days?
That's sort of our county fair.
would goat milk, it's still considered dairy, isn't it?
Yes.
Okay, that's what I thought.
Yeah.
Because it doesn't come from an almond, so it's still dairy.
Like I said.
Almonds don't have teats.
It's easier to digest, and, I've had.
What? I'm sorry, I apologize. Go ahead.
That's okay. I've had, I've offered it to people that have cancer, I'll just give you some of this milk because I want you to have it. People that have kittens and the mama cat dies. I've got one of my really good friends because she contacted me and I gave her milk for the kittens. The kittens lived. Just, it's kind of nice to help out. One of my students had a foal and the mother died. And I was going to provide goat milk for that colt, but then... Mm. Colt didn't make it. So, it's nice to be able to help out other people. And I don't want to say goat milk's magical, but it has some really good things. My best customer drinks 6 quarts a week. I do home delivery. He gets 3 quarts on Tuesdays and 3 on Fridays. And his doctor recommended that he drink goat milk. And I really like this doctor. Mm.
What about it makes it easier for people to digest? Is there a lower fat content or?
I think it's just the composition of it. Okay. It just makes it easier to digest. And some people that are lactose intolerant can drink goat milk. I did for the first time, I made goat milk ice cream the other day.
No, I'm out.
Oh, wow. Okay. Okay. Just
there's certain things you don't mess with, and ice cream is one of them.
So, like, vanilla, or what was it?
I made vanilla, and I tried to cheat. I didn't buy the whipping cream to put in it, and so it was more like the old-timey ice milk.
Ice milk, yeah. I know what you're talking about.
But next time, I've already got whipping cream ready.
There you go.
Oh, and I make my own yogurt.
You do make your own goat yogurt?
Yes. I got a little Amazon. You know, you can get it.
You are fascinated with goats, and that impresses me. I love how much you like goats.
Did you know, until 7 years ago, I hadn't even thought about goats. You know, I thought, oh, that's just something in my kid's little farm set, you know.
How did you get into it?
Well, we moved to this farm. Interesting story. My husband went to choir practice at St. Barnabas in Tullahoma one night, and I was playing on Facebook, and my cousins had a cabin and some acreage on Facebook. They had shared it from Craigslist. And I said, hey, can I go out and see this cabin? Poor John, he was at choir practice. I wrote the earnest money check, and we moved from town out into Amish country.
There's Amish country here?
Yes.
Yeah, I
knew there was Mennonites. I didn't know there was any Amish.
Oh, yeah, Amish. We live on the edge of Morrison, Tennessee.
Mm-hmm.
There's a few out there.
Yes, we buy vegetables from them.
They have a very good... I've been out there one time, a long time ago. They have like a little market, right, still? Is that what it is?
It's four corners, but that's actually Mennonite.
Oh, is it? Okay.
Mm-hmm. But
that's Amish light.
But the Amish actually bring products for them to sell.
Okay. But it's all like fresh, or it's really good.
Oh, people love Four Corners Market. I guess I'm doing a free commercial here.
Yeah, yeah.
Just don't tell my wife about it, because then I'll have to go on like a Saturday morning or something.
They have like, they have fried pies there that are pretty good. But it's so cool.
I love fried pies. Yeah, sounds good.
When you pull up there, you see all these horse and buggies out, you know, where the Amish are actually there shopping or bringing stuff to sell. And
I don't think the Amish should go shopping.
The Yoders. The Yoders will.
They go shopping.
I don't think they should.
Really?
They don't want electricity. Stay out of supermarkets.
Oh God.
Well, we had the Amish do our fencing at our house, and the young Amish men, they were so excited about my cell phone. They were like, "What is the weather?" And I'm like, "I'll look it up." And they're like, "Can we look it up?"
So the Mennonites use electricity.
Right, and they have cars.
But they also don't want you to know that they use electricity. So most Mennonite houses, if you look at them, you won't see any telephone poles around because it's all underground.
Yeah.
We back when I worked down in Huntland, we had a we had a little Mennonite kid who he turned 16, and I guess decided I'm gonna drag race my truck against the English. And got caught and, like, got a ticket or whatever. So I had to do community service. So he came down to our police department. We needed a wall built for a new office.
You had done, like, 35 minutes?
Dude, I'm telling you, like, sturdy. Like, a tornado couldn't take this thing. His dad came, actually, the next week. Because we paid the dad to come in to, like, do the border and stuff.
Yeah.
And them guys were like, they want the money, and they want the money then. Because I tried to explain to him before he started, like, this is a city. They will mail you a check.
No.
He was like, okay. So he gets done. Like, it takes him like 2 or 3 days because he does it perfect. He goes, you pay me money. And I'm like, city has sent you a check in the mail. I don't know why they just don't give it to you, but they send it in the mail. Okay. I was like, you should get it in like 2 or 3 days. Okay. He goes home, calls me, and goes, I have no check. I'm like, he called me every day for like 3 days. For some reason, the mail was backed up and he didn't get it for 3 days, but he called me every day.
The Mennonites built the foundation and everything in the tiny cabin.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how
it's not going anywhere.
They want money. Yeah, they wanted it. But let me tell you something. When they were working, though, which the dad wasn't, I never saw the dad. I just saw his sons build the house, which were some teenagers.
It's called a foreman.
He was a foreman.
You know what he's paying his sons? Bologna sandwiches to build that.
But let me tell you.
I like bologna, though.
These kids, like, when they left, usually when you leave a site or whatever, you know, it's just, like, tools, everything. It was neat. They swept up. They cleaned up. There was nothing. It was nice and neat. I mean, it was just incredible.
You ever been down to Belvedere to Swiss Pantry?
I've been by it, but I didn't.
You need to stop. It's
they got good donuts.
They do. Not as good as Ralph's.
No, this is good as Ralph's.
But they have like really good donuts, really good food. Like anything they have in there is really good.
Yeah.
Are these Ralph's as good as what I've heard? Well, I've had Horseshoe donuts.
It's a different style of donut.
Yeah. Okay. No, yes.
It's more of a traditional donut and eclairs and stuff like that. But it's so. Put it this way, and I've said it on the show before. My groom's cake at my wedding was 100 Ralph's eclairs.
Are you serious, man? Wow.
Yes. I did not F around.
That sounds pretty good.
And they are. My aunt, who lives in Cookeville, when she comes down and she does not bring Ralph's, she's banned from my house.
Okay, so look. So right here, yeah. Frequently listed in the top 25 donut shops in America.
Wow.
Yeah.
America! It's the
real. Yeah, it's the real. It's the real deal.
And it looks dingy.
Yeah, okay, so here. Yeah. Oh.
I think we went past that when we were going to. My daughter, she won't like me mentioning this, was a baton twirler.
At Tech?
She would. No, Paula School of Baton out of Winchester.
Hey, my sister did that.
Cool.
Yeah.
What's your sister's name?
Lindsay Vanzant. She's the one that teaches. She did that years ago. Like, I don't know. I used to get mad because my mom would always buy her new baton, but wouldn't buy me anything.
Well, we competed in Huntland. You know, and Huntland is
Huntland's a gigantic city. Yeah. Thousands of people down there.
Tens of 20s.
And they have a drive through right over here. Yeah,
it's always busy. It's delicious.
You walk in there and you feel like, when I used to walk in there, I felt like I was walking back into the 70s or 80s.
And it was worth it.
It was. It was. Yeah.
No, I'm telling you, the peanut butter and jelly donut.
Okay, these right here, Miss Ivins, are called the butter rolls.
Those look
and they've got chocolate ones too. I think these are the chocolate ones.
They got the red velvet cake one in the back.
Oh my gosh, Ivins. I'm telling you, just look at them right now, maybe.
Yeah,
they're so freaking amazing.
If my bosses are listening, I'm calling in sick tomorrow.
Yeah. You know, I got a degree from Tech, but I didn't even really go to Cookeville to get it.
Really?
We had an off-campus cohort in Grundy County.
Okay. I went to Tech for a semester.
Oh, Grundy.
Yeah, so I got a question. So how did you end up in Grundy? How did you end up in Grundy?
How did I end up teaching? Well.
Yeah. So you're not originally Mountain.
No.
Mountain woman. Okay.
Well,
how did you get into
teaching? We'll go in the teaching thing. Yeah, let's do this.
When
let's
you were like a wee lad in high school, did you want to be a teacher? Is it just kind of whatever?
No. My first career was in business. So I worked for Spurdrup Engineers, Architects, and Planners. And then I decided later I wanted to be a teacher. So worked for the family business for a while, which is a cemetery.
And it's a cemetery, yeah. And that's what...
people are just... dying to get in there.
Do you own
a funeral home?
Yes. No. Hang on. Let me angry face all these comments.
Just a cemetery.
Which one?
So everything of Steph's on Facebook, I angry face.
That's awful. I like her. I like Steph.
So which cemetery is it?
Rose Hill Memorial Garden.
Oh, really? Do we get stories? Yeah, Steph even asked, do we get stories from the funeral business? I told her funeral. I forgot it's cemetery. Yes. So, yeah. So,
the kids at work, they were like, you're going to be touching dead people. And I'm like, no, we're not.
I've done that enough.
Because we don't do that. At Rose Hill, we sell mausoleum. We sell plots. We sell markers. We don't do any of the other things. That is the funeral home. Yes.
I got a funny story. I got a buddy. And he's his country's turnip greens, and he's originally from Arkansas,
Arkansas.
Well, yeah, Arkansas. And first time he came to this area, we were driving back from Tullahoma. You know, he's in the truck. My wife was with me, and I lived in Manchester at the time, and he's looking at the window, and he goes, who in the he? No, first he goes, that is one funny looking house, the mausoleum right there.
Oh,
like, what house are you talking about? That one in the cemetery. And who in the F builds a house in the middle of a cemetery? Because I start just dying laughing. My wife goes, that's a mausoleum. what? Just a what? And it was like a mausoleum. It's basically it's a place where you're quote unquote buried, and sometimes you have family mausoleums, and there's that other that you're basically buried above ground. Sometimes you're cremated. He was like, oh, okay, because he honestly thought somebody built a funny looking house, I mean, in the middle.
Awesome.
Were you supposed to comment that on there?
Yeah, I did.
Okay,
yeah.
Let's make sure you know.
Yeah,
I did. Me and Joe here are talking about a sexy baby. And give daddy some sugar. I was like,
ooh.
Yeah.
I think the kids think it's really weird. I'm going from teaching to working at a cemetery. We don't even like to call it that. We call it a memorial gardens.
So the little house that's there to the left, is it like an office?
Yes. The building that looks like
a house.
Like a house is an office. My mother designed that building when she worked there. She worked there for 44 years, so.
Yeah, you were saying before that like you're going through when you go through some of the stuff, you'll come across old papers and files, and you'll see your mother's signature and handwriting and stuff. Yes.
I've got a funny story about one of the cards. The cards, you know, they say where, you know, the person's name, their address, and you know which lots that they own. And whenever somebody dies, you put down, you know, which lot they're in on the little card, and most of it's also in the computer as well. But on one of those, my mother had noted buried different than usual. And I went into my cousin, I'm like, what the heck, you know? I was like, sideways, upside down? what's going on here? Well, it wasn't anything that nefarious. It was just, usually they bury people like with the man on the left and the lady on the right, because that's how people used to sleep.
Mm-hmm. Whoa,
so,
say that again.
Man on the left, woman on the right.
Woman on the right. Because that's how people used to sleep. Mm-hmm. So buried different than usual only meant that the lady was on the left and the man was on the right. So,
I was about to say, I sleep on the left, she sleeps on the right.
My imagination was going, you know, in a whole different level, you know, upside down, sideways. You know, no, you don't do any of that kind of stuff. It's just all.
I remember I spent 12 hours at that. I swear it was like 12 hours at that cemetery one night.
What, at Rose Hill?
Yeah, it's back in like 2005. Somebody.
You weren't parking there, were you?
No, no. Okay. Somebody.
What a creep.
No, so we were all like.
Mayor of Nashville.
We were told that's where Sadie Baker, the witch's grave was. Was at Rose Hill. So we're all like going through all these headstones and then come to find out it's across the street. Down the road a little ways.
It's interesting. That started out as a farm field, and there were just a few people buried there. And my uncle and his friend were salesmen there. And my mom worked at the office, and she said, you guys need to go buy this. So they went over to the bank, took out a loan, bought it. So it's gone from a farm field to over 7,000 people. Or
gosh, 7,000? Holy
yes,
crap.
7,000. They're either buried or entombed there.
I think my wife's grandpa's got them.
I was about to say, my great grandpa, he's in there, and great grandma, both of them. Yeah.
The really neat thing, and I don't want to say that anything about being dead and buried is neat, but the thing about Rose Hill is it's got something called perpetual care. Do y'all know what that is?
Mm-mm, no.
Okay. Part of the purchase price. And this is all done through the state, and it's regulated. Part of the purchase price goes to perpetual care, so it's put into a fund. And the interest from that will always make sure that that is maintained. It's always going to get mowed. It's always going to be taken care of. And, you know, I love country cemeteries because I've got a lot of relatives in those too. But you don't know, sometimes I've seen churches recently that have just been sold. Mm-hmm. You know, they're not churches anymore.
Yeah.
So
yes,
that's kind of sad, you know.
The little country churches and everything have been sold, yeah.
There's little graveyards everywhere. Yeah. Like there's one next to Twin Creeks.
Do you know how you get one to be, like, on your own property?
I think you might have to, you know, check with the state and see what the laws are for that.
Yeah. I drove past someone's, it was, past Flat Creek. Is Griffin Road past Flat Creek?
Near Bakertown, other side of.
No. It was around Flat Creek, dude, and it was right beside of a trailer, man, and it was the weirdest thing one night. I'm not
kidding. Out there on Griffin Road, there's a family that has like two or three people buried in the front of headstones and everything.
Well, this freaked me out because it was back when I was working at Lucky Duck, and one night I was going the back way home, just the route I was taking, and I was going, and okay, weirdest thing ever. It's night time already. I closed up at Lucky Duck and everything. I had a trailer back and down. I don't even know what road this was, but Flat Creek. It's a drunk road, is what they call it. Okay,
booze cruise.
Something. Yes, there are the three Mennonites walking down the road. Just rain. It's dark.
Part of the Mennonite Mafia.
And they have nothing. It's crazy. I turned left, and I don't know what road this was, and I just remember there was a trailer, and then there was, like, tombstones, and there was one that was freshly made, you could tell.
That was yours, Benji. You got out of there.
No. Oh, man. I never went down that road
again. How many people you think go down here to Jack Daniel's grave during the day? You think a lot.
During the summer, a lot of people.
Because it's just open, right? There's no fence around it.
I'm going to be honest with you. A lot of people are not impressed with it.
Really?
I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever been down there.
But
it's right up,
I know where it's.
I'm not impressed. Like, have you ever seen it?
My great uncle, he used to own the house. Just right
it's
there.
Not. Oh, really? Okay, yeah. I'll look it up for
that,
you.
When you turn right, going up, right across from the library, that house that sits right there.
Yeah.
That's where, on that forever, Brazier, Wallace.
I know. What were you expecting?
I know. I mean, he wasn't famous like he is now. I get it.
But he was a wealthy man, but he wasn't.
Yeah.
Internationally.
Yeah, know, he wasn't like he is now. I get it.
I will say one thing for it. It looks like it's well kept up.
The Jack Daniels and the Lynchburg Cemetery's historical society keeps it up pretty well.
Yeah.
See, in Manchester, has anybody ever heard of Dave King?
No, thanks.
Okay, Dave King was a millionaire in Manchester. He was president of People's Bank. It's a whole long story, but everybody kind of wanted to be his friend, right?
Mm-hmm.
And then he eventually passes away, and he's buried in the city cemetery. Funny aside, his dog is buried there too, Rusty. But during life, everybody wanted to be his friend because he had a lot of money. I went to the city cemetery. You can barely read the name on the grave. There's no flowers. You know, it's funny how people are kind of fair weather friends.
Well, I mean, you can't do anything for them anymore, so people don't care.
But Jack Daniel's grave looks pretty good.
What about the chairs? Were the chairs always been there? Is that
as far as I remember that. I don't know when they were put out there, but I know they've been there for a long time.
I want to say, like, my parents took me down there one time as a kid, but I just don't remember it.
I mean, like, with a celebrity, well, you know, every now and then, about once or twice a year, we'll get a celebrity. Like, when The Undertaker came in, they took him up there to his gravesite.
Really?
Oh, that's cool.
Yeah, but yeah, my great-uncle, he lived right here. I think Jack Daniels tried to buy the house from him years and years ago to put a parking lot there.
So you're looking at the library to the left?
It's that first house right here on the left.
Okay.
Yeah. So they lived there for years. I remember we used to go there like when I was a kid for like Christmas and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
But my mom was telling me like Jack Daniels wanted to buy that house and like just level it and make like a parking lot right there at one time or something. But he told him no. He lived there until he died like 2 years ago.
Okay.
The one right beside the
just
library?
Right when you
look across the hill, from it?
Just the first one on the left.
I know what you're talking about.
That's where we park for like just any festivals down here. We always park there.
He drove a Ford Ranger.
Yep. He was always at all the football, baseball.
That was my grandpa's Ford Ranger.
He would all
the green one.
Yeah, he would get. Yep. He would get kicked out of every.
It was because I rode in the back of it when I was a little kid.
He would show up to like a basketball games, baseball.
I don't know. I know who you're talking about. I know what he looks like.
He would show up to all these games and like get thrown out at like 80 years old because he'd start cussing the refs and stuff. They said he was notorious for like driving to Huntland to basketball games and just getting into it with people over there.
Yeah, I remember. I know what he looks like, and he had some glasses.
But yeah,
old school my mom's glasses. On. Yeah.
Yeah, so maybe she can tell us. I'm pretty sure it was her that was telling me that Jack Daniels tried to buy it. But yeah, he was very notorious for getting.
Do you have any spooky stories about working there? You know,
I've got one. It's kind of funny. I was living in Nashville.
You better not scare me.
Yeah, it's dark right now. It's dark now. Don't. Yeah.
I was. I was living in Nashville, and I came to Manchester to visit my mother, and she had to go out of town, and so I was there asleep at her house, and the phone rings, and I answer it, and it's this guy, and he says, "I'm buried at your cemetery." I was like, "Oh, heck no." I hung it up, packed my suitcase, drove straight back to Nashville, and I called my mother, and she said, "Honey, that was nothing." I'm like, "What do you mean it was nothing?" She said, "That little man isn't quite right. What he meant to say is, my son is buried at your cemetery." But he says, "I'm buried at your cemetery."
I've probably dealt with him before.
And I was like thinking, no, I don't think we're going to be having this conversation.
It should have been like, "Well, how's everything going then? Are you happy with your service?
Can you give me a couple hours at least?"
But I did go straight back to Nashville, yes.
It freaked you out that bad?
Oh, yes.
I guess if I was in that situation, I'd be like, "Yeah, it's time for me to go anywhere but here." You know where I'm at. You're calling the house.
You ever seen the Citizen Cemetery in Tullahoma? The one behind the National Guard in that area? It's actually really neat.
I didn't know there was one behind the National
Guard. So, you know where the ballpark is on 55?
Wagner Park, yeah.
Wagner Park.
Yeah,
the Citizen Cemetery. It's actually like a slave cemetery. You can get online about it, but it is like, it's really neat because it's got all the names of people who are like, they're just spread out. Some of them don't have heads, like, because back then they just buried them and went on. It's very
throw a stick in the ground like love you.
Yeah, there's a few that has good headstones, but then there's a lot that don't. It's very interesting.
Sounds interesting.
We went back there one night. That was one of our, we were looking for.
Necking spots?
No. Oh. We were looking for the witch's grave. Naked. We went there, wasn't there.
Did you ever find this witch?
Yeah. So then we were told it's in the woods across the street.
So we went into
the woods across the street for like hours, walking these nice little perfectly like in row, like roads, kind of find out. We take a big circle and somehow we were in the middle of National Guard training because they were out there doing PT at like 3 a.m. And we were like, oh, no. Like, we were having to, like, army crawl all small just to get to the fence, to, like, crawl under the little hole in the fence because we thought we were going to die.
Now, this witch's grave, is there some kind of legend about if you put pennies there?
Yeah.
You know?
They do it, too, at the one that's at the Citizen Cemetery with the one at the penny. Like, they say you bring pennies out there and stuff like that.
And bring pennies out there.
But she's buried
at
a church.
She brings you good luck or what?
Well, on military headstones, leaving coins means something.
Yeah. So she's buried at Concord Cemetery, Concord Church, which is literally right across the street from Rose Hill.
Okay.
So you can look it up. It'll show it's a little headstone. There's like,
wait, who is it?
Sadie Baker.
I thought there was supposed to be some kind of thing for you to have bad luck or something, or something's going to happen to you if you have these pennies there. I don't know. Or if you don't leave the pennies.
Yeah.
I just need to learn that story, don't
what about
I?
That Sadie Baker over there. What's up with her?
Who, this one?
Is that her? What's up, girl?
No.
She's at the Hillcrest Hotel.
No.
But
this one right here, though.
Yeah, so you can see it when you pull up.
It looks like somebody's maintaining it.
They do. So the legend's kind of...
Wow.
Legend of Sadie Baker.
So the legend's actually interesting to read because it talks about, like, she come from Manchester to Tullahoma or something, and all the females thought she was a witch, so they, like, stoned and killed her because all the guys...
Lyle Russell covered her.
Yeah,
awesome.
Yeah.
Very good. Remember Lyle?
So, yeah, Lyle will be on
come
here
on, yeah.
on Halloween.
Yeah, he's going to come on Halloween. That's going to be good. Lyle does a podcast on ghosts around here. Yeah.
The way it reads, like, she must have been, like, a very pretty girl, and all the men were like, we're leaving our wives for
her. We're bewitched by her.
Yeah, so... It's interesting if you read the whole thing. And
because
I don't think there's, like, any real documents on her or anything.
It sounds good though.
Yeah.
Maybe she just old sloot and
sounded like they wanted they wanted to kill her because she was ruining the marriage prospects of their daughters.
Yeah.
Because back then,
maybe she had a donk on her.
I don't know.
Oh God.
But back then, didn't they wear dresses and stuff?
Yeah. They bubbled
leg. Them out. I don't know.
Yeah. Look at the ankle on that broad.
Look at the ankle.
I love a good ankle.
Like,
can you imagine living in that era of history where, you know, a man, either whether you were rich or poor or whatever, you wore your shirt all the way buttoned up, long sleeve, long pants. Even during the middle of the summer, and females had any worse because they had to wear everything on top of it. And really, the more wealthy you were, the worse off because you had more layers and finer, thicker layers to wear. Could you imagine that?
My grandmother was born in the 1800s, and when I was a little girl, she made me a bonnet to wear because she said, and she would look at her hands and she'd say, "Look at these brown hands, just like a commoner." I don't know what we thought we were, royalty, but yeah, we were wearing bonnets. We were trying to
keep that's the whole real term of redneck. Well, the people who worked had a redneck from being out in the sun, and they were common trash or whatever, redneck.
Mm-hmm. We couldn't have a tan because commoners, you know, couldn't be commoners.
Well, you got to think, your grandmother got your grandfather by showing off a little ankle.
True. I found this beautiful dress, black eyelet dress, and it was pretty, and I started wearing it. And somebody said, "Where'd you get that?" And I said, "You're not going to believe it. It was Grandma's." And somebody said, "Honey, she wasn't always a grandma."
That's true. Yeah. That's true.
Went out to the old horse bar. The old horse bar. Back in the day. The hoedowns or whatever they call them. The hoedowns.
So, you know, we talked about what you're about to do, you know, getting into, and then sadly, like I said, I think you are one of the best I've ever been with, and I've had a great year with you. We've done, you know, it's been tough. You know, we've had a tough, tough group, but it's been extremely fun. I think you and I we made an awesome team together.
Well, thank you.
Teaching.
I think it's been awesome, and you were talking about why Grundy.
Right, yes, exactly. And
this is
while we drive both a long ways to get there.
This is something I've always thought of is I feel like the kids in Grundy deserve good teachers. The teachers shouldn't just be, you know, where they make, you know, we make a little bit less, but it's like, and I don't want to get all crazy, but it's kind of like a ministry. I mean, you're helping these kids. You're doing a good thing. You're helping them have a better life. And so many of these kids aren't my students anymore. I've read scripture at their weddings. I've been to the funerals of their grandparents. I've been to the funerals of some of my students, sadly, you know, ATV accidents, things like that. But, you know, it's just, you become part of their lives. And, you know, obviously I can't put up in my new office the poster they made me, "Another One Bites the Dust." I mean, that's not a problem.
My class did that. I'm so sorry.
Are you leaving this year?
Yes, yeah.
Is this your last year? Yeah.
Yes. Well, yes. The reason is I'm already retired, and before you can offer a retired teacher a job for the next year, you're supposed to look for non-retired people. It's part of the law. I got this job offer, you know, from Rose Hill. And I'd rather have a job than not have a job. Yeah. Because those goats eat a lot of hay and feed.
Well, you're saying that you could, with the amount of money you spend every month feeding them, you could make a truck payment with.
Right. I could probably be buying a brand new F-150 if I didn't have the goats. And I do want to, this is a PSA. Don't get goats. They're addictive. They're like potato chips.
You're very passionate about them. How are you going to tell somebody not to get them?
Well, just pony up the money.
I understand. I mean, we all got our little.
It's a bad addiction.
It's like gambling. Did it start out as something else and just kind of morph into what it is?
Well, we bought this farm, and I thought, your
husband knowing.
Yeah.
He was at choir practice.
I thought we needed some livestock, right? So I was teaching at Grundy, and this little girl comes up to me, and she says, "We don't have any." She said, "I heard you wanted goats. We don't have any money for groceries. And would you buy a couple of our goats?" So I bought these two goats, and they were billy goats. And all my friends kept telling me, they kept saying, "Hey, you milking those goats?" I said, "Not those two goats." I said, "You wouldn't want that kind of milk."
Whole different reaction when you milk them.
Yep. So we start out with two billy goats, and then we went over to Fayetteville, and we bought
Fayetteville.
I think it was Fayetteville. We bought two.
You didn't buy them off a guy off of Booger Holler, did you?
No. Right. I'm pretty sure it's Fayetteville. Booger Holler. But this.
I didn't make it up.
Did you not?
No. I got a buddy. He has a. You've seen the hat I wore in here. It said Booger Holler Goat Farm.
Oh, yes. Yeah, remember, oh, that's a real place, yes.
I told those people from California, yes. And I was like, they were here. They go, what is Booger Holler Goat Farm? I told them it was the premier goat farm in the Southeast.
Well, when we bought these three does, I took the money from the credit union and gave it to the lady, and they were going to deliver the goats. And I told my husband, I said, we'll have to give them the balance when they deliver them. He said, what was that you just gave him? I said, that was a down payment.
Good Lord.
I know. He was like, oh, my.
So what's the future for the goats for you? What are you?
Slow cooked with some garlic, rosemary.
You know,
you probably get mad at me. I'm going to be honest with you that I eat like the Indian food. Like did you notice that?
I smell the Indian food.
So I come in and like so.
Where do you, Publix, get it from?
No, Publix has it, and so like they have like the microwavable stuff, and I'll come in and I'll eat it and everything. Oh, dude, it's good.
I see
it's expensive.
The stuff that Jiffy.
Oh yeah, on Fridays. Oh yeah, dude. As soon as I walk in at Jiffy, Wild Turkey with Coke. He's like, "How many you want?" And then we're just like.
You
know.
You said Wild Turkey with Coke.
Yeah, that's what I named him. Okay. I don't know his real name. I just called him.
Is there a new group of guys up there?
No, it's Paul and Lil Men and everything. But yes. So have you seen that? Yeah. Okay, you've seen it.
I have a true confession. I went to this Mediterranean restaurant with my cousin once.
Mm. Since you've had the goats.
I had a little bit of goat. Just a little bit. It was good. It was tender. It was yummy. Okay.
the little Jamaican food truck in Oklahoma, they sell goat curry.
We eat goat, but not, you know, you talked earlier about how in most of the rest of the world, they're drinking goat milk instead of bovine milk. Well, in most of the world, they're eating a lot more goat than we are.
Yeah, because they worship the Hindus, they worship the cow.
Right.
Yeah. They
but
worship
I'm talking about even in other parts. What, like,
well, goats are so much easier to handle. Yeah, and you can use every part of the goat, but I just don't want to at my house. Yeah. You know?
Well, I can understand. Yeah. I mean, you're raising them, and you kind of get a bond with them. And, you know, it feels like you're getting a bond with them when you're doing it because you've got a dog, and you talk about how it protects them and it's bonded with you. You seem to be really invested with it. Not just the profit side of it, but the actual kind of an emotional investment.
Right.
That's what
We're not really getting any younger, my husband and I. And so I can see us getting down to maybe a few pets, maybe three or four goats. We've been up to as many as like 35.
Whoa.
And
I was expecting you to say like 75 goats or something. I was expecting more.
When we had our goat pen built, the guy said, "Oh, you could run 100 head in here," and I was thinking, "No, we don't want 100 head of goats." You know?
I can imagine doing all that and teaching at the same time. I'm sorry. Well, you guys know what teaching's like. I mean, you have to hear it from
my wife. So that's very easy. No, I see how my wife, poor wife, she teaches kindergarten.
Ooh, she went to kindergarten?
Yeah, she's been in kindergarten for the last 5 years, 4 years.
She's moving to first grade.
I think she's supposed to go back to first.
Mine's going to first this next year.
Kindergarten? No. Okay. I left Grundy County and went to work at Rutherford County because the pay was so much better. I hated teaching there. So I called Grundy back and I said, "Hey, give me a job. I want to come back." They're like, "Well, we don't have anything in ELA, but we got a PE job."
So I took PE.
I took a job teaching PE.
Ivan's over here teaching PE.
It was scary. Okay, it was scary because you got kids at Grundy from pre-K all the way up to eighth grade in a school. And so I was teaching at Colemont, and the pre-K kids were really good and well-behaved. Then the kindergartners came in. They were biting each other. They were scratching each other. They were pulling each other's hair. I mean, it was like a free-for-all. They were punching each other. So I took all these hula hoops, and I threw them down on the floor in the gym. And I said, "That is your house. Get in your hula hoop. That is your house." They had to do their jumping jacks, their toe touches.
You threw everything. Them out there and like to put two kids in there and made a little square off. And
I don't know what happened between pre-K and kindergarten. I kind of think maybe it's the kids that didn't come in for pre-K that just kind of got thrown into kindergarten. Ooh. I called it my Tylenol class. I would preload Tylenol before these kids came in.
I go in the gym a lot when, especially like kindergarten or first grade's in there, and the look on our gym teacher's face, you can tell she's just like over it. I have noticed though, because y'all are elementary, all of like kindergarten, first, some second grade boys, their hands stay in their pants the whole time.
Yes.
Like they don't move. Like they walk down the hall, one hand's in there, like, give me a high five with the other, like eye contact and everything. Like they don't.
Or here's
that's called establishing.
I had a class like that. I called it the hands in the pants club. It was awful.
Or like, you know, fingers in their nose.
Oh yeah,
that's what I had.
I still got that in fifth grade.
We still have it in fifth grade. We had, you know, one that we'll be teaching. And just this, guys. I mean,
just straight up in there.
Straight up. Making eye to eye contact.
I work with a guy. I'm not going to say his name. I work with a guy who's 40 years old that I have seen him many times digest said booger. In his 40s. And I'm like, and you go, you just ate a booger. He's like, yep, you caught me. You caught me. Stop doing it.
I tell the kids, this is not snack food. This is not snack food.
Oh.
Put a little salt and pepper on
there. Oh, that's nasty. I can't say. Me and Ivins, we both get sick. Hey, we had to take turns watching
Have you ever been teaching? You're up teaching, and then you see that one kid, and they think they're invisible, you know?
They think they're slick.
Like the first knuckle in there, you know?
I heard my wife talk about over the years. Hell, the first time at the end of the day, where she just reset it every day, but the first time she's like, get your fingers out of your nose. Not as singular as everybody, you know. And they're like, and it was like, there's someone in this classroom who has their finger up their nose. And, said, and usually that works. I said, sometimes the kid will just keep rocking and rolling with it. And you have to go, Jim. Get your finger out of your nose.
Yeah. I do too. I do two times. The first time I walk over, like behind him, and just be like, let's get it together. Come on. You know, just kind of like, you know, maybe.
Oh, you're like, kids, you high five. Like, hell no.
And then the second time, that's when I call
we've got
him.
This
I'll
one
just
little
call
boy.
Him out. I can't stand. It makes me sick.
We've got this one little boy. He reminds me of the little boy from Big Daddy, the Adam Sandler movie.
Yeah. So I'll
sit in the cafeteria and like
Frankenstein.
I've got a little desk there. And he came up to me one day and like you remember the scene where the little kid just threw up on the floor? He looked at me and goes right on the floor and I'm like I'm over here
I love the gun. I love the balloon scene.
Oh yeah.
The video. Tell Ivins about that one. That one's hilarious.
They're getting ready for a dance. It was like the winter social dance that they threw, and it was like February, I think. Mm-hmm. So I'm walking around. Well, I go into the little rotunda we've got in our school. Like when you first walk in, I'm just sitting there on the benches.
Rotunda.
I'm playing on my phone. It's like 2 o'clock or something like that. And
you're supposed to be protecting, not playing with your phone.
Well, I'm watching.
Making rounds.
Yeah, I just made my round. So I'm sitting there like all the PTO ladies are blowing up all these balloons. Well, they're all sticking them by me. Well, I'm sitting there, and there's just one balloon that's, like, that big, and it's under a bench. Well, I'm sitting there, and all of a sudden, pow, and, like, I threw my phone. Like, I was like, Yeah, I've got the video saved, I'm pretty sure. But, like, it scared the crap. Like, some of the teachers, when I walked in the office, they were, like, laying down, and the principal was like, it's just a balloon, guys.
Thought shots were fine.
Uh-huh. I'm telling you, I thought I was going to die.
Oh, you see it in the camera? Yeah, me too. I see it too. I love just the two of us. The title of last week's. I was trying to. What's that song? Just the two of us. Who sings
Will Smith.
That?
Yeah.
Will Smith does not sing Just the Two of Us. No.
He could.
No.
I thought he did a version of it, didn't he?
Maybe he did.
Like Peebo Bryson or somebody?
I know.
Okay, maybe you're right. Will Withers and Grover Withers. Washington. Yeah, okay. Oh, okay. Yeah, Will Withers and
I thought Will Smith covered it.
Maybe he did.
Like Mini-Me and Dr. Evil did too, I think.
Okay, okay. All right, so he did. I didn't know that,
Very good.
I didn't know that. Yeah, exactly. This is why I always lose. I've never won 205 episodes, and I've never won.
Here it is. So there I am, just chilling, just chilling, just chilling, and bam.
Holy cow.
I was like, I was going to take me a blood pressure pill after this one.
Yeah. The life of a SRO officer. Yes. Yeah, well.
I'm about to get a little right with some parents.
Well, you know, now that we're here with the SRO officer and we're teachers, what about the big thing that just happened? Mm. Are y'all going to have a bunch of people training to be packing?
No, no, no. Once.
Oh, I see. Yeah.
So once that was, I knew that wasn't going to happen.
Not in Tullahoma.
No,
come on.
Once that got put out, there was pretty much an email sent out saying it's not going to happen. Because it's up to the school system's discretion.
Most school systems are.
They're not going to go for it.
Well, I love this thing I saw on
Are we going for it in Grundy?
If anybody does it, I think Grundy might. I got all these books on guns once and took them in the classroom, and my husband said, you know, I just said, what are you interested in? You know, some of them were guns, some of them were, you know, jungle animals. So I got all these guns books, and he said, you can't do that. And I said, what? These kids have had guns since they were born, you know? I mean, they do.
They were given a gun when they come out of the womb.
Yeah. Trigger finger.
Yeah. But, yeah, no, Tullahoma was like, no, we're not doing
that. Yeah, well, but I mean, that's Tullahoma.
Some people weren't happy about it. Then some people, of course, not everybody needs a gun. So there's some people who are like, I can't wait. And I'm like, you're not going to get one.
You know what's so funny? Like I was saying on YouTube, this guy says, you know, I worry about my coworkers. I don't even trust them with a stapler, much less a gun.
There are some people in the building that, you know, you probably work with them too. It's just like, oh my gosh, I couldn't imagine if you had one, you know. Not you, but someone that you
Bubba
work with,
care,
you know.
What are you talking about?
Yeah, I know Bubba, but doesn't.
I've got friends that won't even talk to me because I have a gun now. But if you're living out in the middle of nowhere like where I live, and you've got livestock, you need a gun.
Well, yeah, that's
or if
that's
you're going to Walmart or
yeah,
funny story. I mean,
to the barn.
So yesterday.
Oh, everywhere in Clarksville.
To the bathroom.
Yeah.
I mean, so, Clarksville, I tell Steph I've just always had
I think a gun on I-24 because you got to have one now.
We have Clarksville in common because my daughter lives in Clarksville. We went into that place that has the shaved ice, and they got her order wrong. And she went up, and they remade it. And she was joking with me when we came out. She said, you want to know why we got our order remade? And she pulled her little shirt up, and she was, because I'm packing. And she had her little gun right there with her.
I'm telling you, man. You know, he was stationed there.
You were at Fort Campbell?
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
So, my son-in-law's at Fort Campbell.
I'm sorry.
So,
he's got two more years.
Last night, we were at my brother-in-law's aunt's house. It's around the road from us. Well, we're sitting there talking, and all of a sudden you hear like a gunfire going off. Everybody starts freaking out. And I'm like, why is everybody freaking out? Of course, they're like, there's somebody shooting close by. And I'm like, guys, y'all not ever been shot at before.
One thing that made me mad one time, someone was shooting target practice. It was almost time for deer season or whatever. I'm sure they were honing in on their scope, you know. And the, ranger came out there to us. He came out to me. This is when I was living in the tiny.
Squirrel police?
Yeah, squirrel police. He come out to the tiny cabin. This is when it was just me, you know, like 2018, 2019, whatever. Like, hey, you know, are you out here shooting? Are you out here shooting, like, rifle? Hey, I've got a complaint and everything.
At your house?
That's what I was saying. Yes. Now, it's a public road, all right? Yeah. A lot of people don't know that, but where I live, that is a public road, though. But he come up to my driveway, which is not, you know, obviously not. And I was like, no, I'm like, dude, like, if I was, this is my land. Like, you know what I'm saying?
This is my family's land.
Like, I'm pretty sure I can just shoot something shoot targets if I want to here. I've usually done it, you know, I usually shoot skeet, you know, but not right now, you know, right now. But yeah, he actually did. I've had that one. I've had that one, Tom.
Giggity.
I've had.
I just like that sound. It's pretty cool.
Anyways.
Danger Ranger.
Yeah, yeah. I just people. It's the new people. Look, I don't want to get mad and everything right
was
now.
Was it?
It's been a good episode.
But
no, let me tell you something. It's the new people moving in, is what it is. It's the new people moving in and calling in because they're not used to this stuff.
So I got a buddy. He worked with us, and one night I was laying in bed, and I heard.
Tell me more.
I heard. I was like, that's a shotgun, like right outside my house. Of course, my wife's like, what are you gonna do? I was like. They come in. It's their fault. I mean, whatever. They might get hit with a Glock. They might get hit with AR. I don't know. Just whatever I'm feeling. Anyway, it happens again. I'm like, it's in the distance, whatever. So the next day, buddy called me. He goes, did you get any shotguns over by your house? I was like, yeah. He goes, yeah, it's Kevin. He's over there shooting armadillos in the road.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, okay.
Yeah, okay, the armadillos do get.
This is like midnight, 1 o'clock when he was. I was like, well, next time just have him text me.
One thing I'm. Really, the armadillos are fast, though. Have you ever seen them run?
Yeah.
Possum on a hash show.
I mostly just see them dead.
Yeah.
Yeah, on the road, yeah. Yeah,
possum on a hash show.
Yeah, they're pretty quick. I've seen them run. They're pretty quick. Yeah, my Aussie doodle's got, like, up to them, which, of course, she's fast. But when she... Sometimes I don't think dogs know when they're chasing something, when they catch it, if they actually could catch it, what they'll do.
Yeah, what they can do.
Does that make sense? Like when they run after cars, yeah. If they could catch the car, what they would actually do. I don't think she really knew what she was going to do if she caught it. She ended up catching it, and she just slapped it and then ran off. That's... You have an Aussie doodle.
Yeah.
You know what it's like. Yeah. I thought she would, like, try to eat it, which I've heard they've got... I don't know if that rabies.
Leprosy. They can carry leprosy.
Okay, leprosy is what it is. Yeah, yeah. So I was like, yeah.
Don't now need you to now you got to shoot your dog is what yeah. I'm saying here.
I told Steph, guy, I'm a pug guy. Remember the pugs?
You want me to kill all your dogs?
No. I love the pugs. I can't stand.
Anytime you want a goat killed, you call me. I'll eat it.
My son-in-law keeps saying the same thing. He's like, "Hey, cool sell me one of your goats. I want to eat it." And I'm like, maybe not.
Mm.
Put it over a fire, slow roast. Mm.
Speaking of goat, not goats, dogs, different animal, right? a year ago, I got this really unusual dog. It is half Australian Shepherd and half Belgian Malinois.
Australian Shepherd. So you've got a fur missile. You got a very athletic dog that is bred for hunting. The Belgian Malinois is bred for hunting people. And the Australian Shepherd's a herding dog.
So she comes
That's
out.
That's probably a cool-ass dog.
She comes out to the goat barn, and there's a cardinal in there.
Like the
flying
bird?
Around, yeah. And all of a sudden.
Yeah.
Just no more cardinal.
Australian Shepherds are athletic as it is, but the Belgian Malinois is.
Crazy.
Frightening. Frightening, but I love her. I mean, I love her.
They're highly intelligent.
What happened was this was a purebred Australian Shepherd, and this Belgian Malinois from down the road at
started
my cousin's house.
Stuff.
You know, love is love. They got together and they had this litter, and I decided, hey, for my birthday, I want this dog. It's been quite unusual.
Mm. I don't know. Yeah.
We're keeping her away from the baby goats because I don't think she differentiates between a large rat and one of those Nigerian dwarves. So we're keeping them separated.
I would probably, yeah.
Yeah, keeping them away from each other.
This is weird. We'll wrap it. Getting close to wrapping up. But what about pigs? Do you ever think about other farm animals besides goats?
I was going to get a pig, but my husband, I love him. You know, he let me get by with buying the farm and everything. So when he said no pigs, I had to like...
Pigs stink.
Yeah, I had to agree with him.
I want a baby teacup pig. I'll fight you for it. I don't know why. I just want
I've never even heard of that.
A baby what?
Teacup pig.
I keep hearing that there's no such thing as small pigs, that they're all going to get big.
I don't know.
Is that true?
I'll fight you for it.
They do look cute.
Right now.
I was a member of a Facebook group where people had these pigs living in their house with them, and they doing their nails, putting
pigs
makeup
are
on them.
More intelligent than dogs for the most part, but when they get mad, they lose all of their intelligence. Yeah.
You know they use pig parts in humans because it's the closest to
us. Yeah, the pig valve. Yeah. Like if you get a valve a lot of times, it is a pig valve.
Here's the thing.
My dad had a pig valve. He got it at the VA. Yeah.
No. For real.
They're not just used for bacon.
And they're smart.
They're used for sausage and brisket and not brisket, but
You would be a cool teacher, dude. Ribs. It's the time to get into it. No. You know what I'm saying?
It's the time to get into
teaching.
Here's what gets me.
I think he'd be good.
He would be hilarious and the kids would love you, dude. Oh my gosh, dude.
I couldn't handle it. when Dad was still teaching, he had me come in and talk about the Middle East.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Yeah, eighth grade.
Yeah, the junior high kids. Yeah, okay. And Miss Connie Brown did the same thing.
Okay, first off, middle school, out of everything, K through 12, I would say middle school is the worst. I would teach kindergarten before I would teach
I can handle them because I know how to. Those kids are old enough that I can shut them down verbally. Like there was a kid who I've known all of his life when I was in there talking, and I knew he was going to be a little smart ass the whole time. So when I first got there and I was talking about it, I was like, and he started going, I was like, all right, I got you, homie. And I got him up, and I was like, all right, let me show you. I said, like, Joe, come here. I've known him since he was a baby. I said, in the Middle East, I said, you see two guys walking around the United States holding hands, you think, And I was like, they're obviously gay, whatever. It's the Middle East guys walking, and I'm holding his hand the whole time. He starts trying to get away from me. But, you know, he's a seventh grader, not a big one at that. And I'm just, so he finally realized, okay, I'm not getting away. And I said, and the Middle East, so they have me, I started going along, and by the end of it, I give this guy a kiss, just a smacker. Dude, I shut that kid. He was the biggest smart, and all the smart ass boys you could see, they're like, oh, okay. They stopped. They were like, I'm not, no, because he's going to make an example of me. Junior high kids, I can set that shut down. I went to talk to my my wife's and her friend's first grade classes. I really can't do that with first graders because I'm like, your parents hate you. I would be majorly like, well, you're fired. Like, why?
I wouldn't do, like I did the whole middle school thing at the end of the year last year, like SRO wise.
Just one of them. They'll stop.
No, I took one of them shoes. He's always like, he was talking about how bad he is and like he's the baddest dude around. He could be in a gang. He ain't worried about no jail or prison. So we were in the assistant principal's office, and I went to school with him. I graduated with him.
Make him hold your pocket.
So no, we're sitting there, and I'm sitting beside
hold
him.
Hold my pocket.
First, like I tell him a story about somebody. Like, he's got a little tear in him, and I was like, them shoes are real nice. They're some Jordans. He goes, yeah. Well, so I was like, take them off for me real quick. He's like, why? I was like, take them off. Let me look at them. Let me see them. He takes them off. He hands them to me. And I just hold on to him. I was like, well, these are mine. He's like, what? I said, well, I said, we were in jail. I just made you my bitch. And he looked at me. Looked over at Caitlin, and she's dying laughing. And the ISS teacher, Coach Arnold, in there, he's dying laughing. And he's like, Coach Arnold, that's the truth, dude. He goes, those are his shoes now. So it made him walk around most of the day without his shoes.
You should have made it hold your pocket, I'm telling you.
I thought about it.
Hold my pocket.
But yeah, I was a.
I worked with a teacher that was ex-military when I worked at the alternative school in Warren County. Great, great math teacher. Well, when two kids couldn't get along with each other, he took twine and tied them together for the day.
This little boy, I told him, I was like, you're my currency. I was like, and I think Coach Arnold said something. I was like, I'll sell them to you, Coach Arnold. I said for a Gatorade and a chocolate milk.
Like a Newports.
Yeah. Yeah. That's when I was like, I think I just.
My dad was in the military, and I've gone into his room before. I had to just talk to him, and it was getting towards the end of his teaching career. And I walked in, and there's a kid in the front leaning rest, the push up position. And not doing push ups, just in the front leaning rest. And he was like, who did I get up there? I wanted you to shut up. You wouldn't do it. And he just goes back to teaching. I'm like, oh, hell yeah. That's what I'm talking about. He said they're smoking kids. Yeah. I'm like, yes.
I remember this. Yeah, I was terrified of that. And your dad was, like, notorious for paddling kids. I remember he paddled Cody Woodard so hard he pissed his pants.
I don't think it took a lot to make Cody piss his pants.
No, it probably didn't.
We had a teacher.
But he was.
Do you paddle – Are you still allowed to paddle kids? And
we're not.
No, I don't think so.
When I was at Comont, I told this one class, I said, if any of y'all cause me any problem during this test, I'm going to paddle you. And so this one little boy said something during the test, and I was like, oh, buddy. So I got him, took him out in the hallway. We were headed to the principal's office, and this is in Comont. I said, I'm going to knock you halfway to Manchester. We get in there to the principal's office, and she says, how many licks do you want to give him? I was thinking 10, 11, you know, something like that. And she said, one or two. And I looked at her like, what? That's not even getting warmed up.
It was if you were Coach Payne at North in the high school, because he would hit you. He would whisper in your ear, here comes the pain. And then he'd step just hit you as hard as he could. Yeah.
You know what? I didn't even paddle the kid. I told her, I said, you take care of it, because I thought, no. And she paddled him, and she gave him a little hug.
Well, Lord.
We had during our TCAP this year, we had some of the little kids asking me, like, well, how was TCAP when you were a kid? Because they were complaining that they only take a test for 30 minutes and then got a snack. I was like, we tested for like 8 straight days. And I had a lady with a ruler that hit you on the hand every time you stopped right.
Kids don't know how good they got. Yeah.
Where my kids go to school, my wife teaches that they can paddle if the parent gives permission, yeah, and then before it paddles, you got to call. I've told all my kids' teachers so far, especially when they're going to school, I'm like, I don't know if he'll need it or not, but if he needs his little ass busted, you have my permission, and his mama's right across the hall, just say, hey, I'm fixed to whip your kid's ass, and wear it out. And I think the teacher or the principal actually has to give the paddling. I'm like, that's horse malarkey. I say whip that son of a bitch.
Oh, listen, they call me, I'm going to tell them, like, beat him. Hit him again.
Like, you hit him in the head. Yeah.
You know, I never got ISS, OSS. I never got paddled at school. And it's only for one reason. My mama said this. She said, if you ever get in trouble at school, you won't sit down for a week when you get home.
Well, I got beat when I got home, but yeah. I was too stupid to. I didn't get away with it. Oh, shit, I'm caught. and I get a whipping, and then daddy was like, well, daddy was actually pretty cool about it. He was like, the teacher handle it. Teacher Hamlet, and if I didn't get caught, because then you know, as a son of a teacher, and he was the son of a teacher, he knew how it was like when other students would go tell on you, and then he'd get in trouble. Like if I got in a fight at school one day, I did got in a fight, didn't get caught, but some people in my grade literally had him in the next class, like went and told him. He's like, I don't want to hear it. He's like, just because he's my son doesn't mean he's going to get punished extra.
Was that? Mm-hmm. Was that when Donnie beat you up?
Donnie beat me down. I was in fourth grade. Donnie was a third-year senior.
It's an inside joke. It's an inside joke. Donnie, we love you, Donnie. You didn't play football, dude, but you know,
I told you I randomly seen him up there at the hunt.
Just wait, at the Wilder?
Yeah.
He was at the Wilder.
He was. I don't know how he got there, but he was there.
I don't get it. I don't like how you do that, though. All right, Miss Ivins, we'll end this, you know, and I just want to say how I've enjoyed this year.
Yeah.
This
I've had a good time tonight.
I learned about goats.
I
know she brings a lot. She brings a lot.
Milk, I mean.
Yeah, she brings a lot, and I'll have to.
I'll have to come back and we can do a taste test.
Exactly.
Bring the chocolate, because I like chocolate. Bring, too.
Just don't bring no goat milk. Ice cream up here. We will
no goat ice cream.
Fist the cuffs.
goat cheese is good.
I'll eat goat cheese all day. You don't mess with ice cream.
You know, and it's going to be awesome, because you're going to be in Tullahoma, Manchester area, whatever it is now, and I'm excited that you're going to be close to us. You know, you're going to be close to us now. But I've had such a great year you've made this year for me at Tracy. My first year at Tracy on the mountain. You know, you've known it on the mountain and everything. You've showed me the ropes and everything up there. And I just want you to know that I greatly appreciate everything that you've done for me up there.
Well, it's been great making new friends, and now I'm friends with you and Stephanie and everybody here, and I get to know Kennedy as she grows up. It's
yeah,
going to be awesome.
Yeah, it's going to be awesome. Yeah.
So her real name was supposed to be Tyler Jason Garland.
But yeah. Oh my god!
But Stephanie had to ruin it.
Yeah, for some reason they didn't do that.
I can't pull this picture over. It won't.
Turn the computer around.
I really thought I could. Hang on.
She looks like mom, so that's a good thing.
It won't go over there. All right, hang on. Maybe I don't know if I can without messing up the.
Aww. Oh
yeah. A little baby.
She's beautiful.
Look at them chubby cheeks. Oh my gosh.
She's got your eyes.
She does have my the squinty ones, the Chinese looking one. Yeah, that's what. Yeah. She looked.
Got the garland eyes.
She looked Chinese. Yeah, I'm gonna be honest with you. Steph's like, all right, what's up, Ming Ming?
She's like, I went to King's Buffet that day.
But she's got those slanted eyes. Yeah, she does have the slanted eyes that I have. But nah. So I'm gonna do old school and ask you the old. Remember the question I used to ask? Yep. You do remember? Damn, you do. So Miss Ivins, what is it that keeps you up at night and keeps you going like in the day? What is it that drive that you have? I got that right, didn't I? Mm-hmm. I did. It's been a while.
Oh my goodness. I like to help people, and I think that keeps me going. I like to help people. I like to help people have a better life. I like to just make a difference. So I think that's it.
Thank you so much, Miss Ivins. Belinda Ivins, everybody. Episode 205. Remember, you can watch, share this episode. We will be every Thursday morning on podcast, so you can listen on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, whatever podcast station you listen to.
Yes. Yeah, we bought it.
We're on it. We did buy it. All right. Thank you so much, Miss Ivins.